Here's your morning brief for Thursday, May 25th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Ratings firm Fitch is reviewing whether America should retain its top credit rating as the nation's leaders struggle to strike a deal to lift the debt ceiling. The firm placed the U.S. AAA rating on Rating Watch negative, saying that while it still expects Democrats and Republicans to reach an agreement on raising the debt limit, there was a greater risk that they could fail to do so in time. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has launched his long-awaited 2024 Republican presidential bid, but the much-hyped announcement on Twitter was mired by technical glitches and audio dropouts, delaying the launch. Ahead of the live audio event, Elon Musk had said he wanted to make Twitter a place where more organizations post content and make announcements, but the launch quickly faltered, with thousands of users leaving the online event before DeSantis's announcement finally began. Twitter did not comment on the issues. And a federal judge today is set to sentence Stuart Rhodes, founder of the right-wing militia Oath Keepers, and another member of the group, for seditious conspiracy in connection with the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Federal prosecutors recommended that Rhodes receive a 25-year prison term that, if ordered, would be the stiffest punishment to date in a conviction stemming from the Capitol assault. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly lower, while European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures were mixed ahead of the release of a revised reading on quarterly GDP and weekly jobless numbers due out this morning, and Costco and Best Buy are among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.